making order out of chaos. That is the Word of God. Understanding that word that we might find encouragement for today and hope for tomorrow, that's this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our time together today will take us back to God's Word that we might find that hope, that strength, that encouragement for our daily walks in Christ. Won't you join us? For today's edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for being with us on this Friday session of Abounding Grace. Today I want to sort of let loose, if you will, and talk a little bit with you about something that I am very concerned about and very passionate about to expose. You know, often the Apostle Paul in the Bible would expose the contemporary mood of things and what is going on, and he would interact with it, and he would point out the errors, he would address them head on, and then correct with the truth. And it's sad today that in our culture of no offense, that people are not willing to call sin sin and basically expose things for what they are. I think of something that Paul wrote under the inspiration of the Spirit in 1 Timothy chapter 4, where he said, "The Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some will defect or depart from the truth, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." Now, my friends, if that can go on in the Christian world, and that's exactly where Paul was looking, his lenses were looking right into the church when he said those things, we have to be very wise. Wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Wise about the trends of our day, because really much of what's going on today in Christianity is very trendy. It's sort of like the newest iPod on the market or the newest Zune or whatever it might be. We have all these trends and all these things in Christianity today, and something is here today and gone tomorrow. I mean, most of the megachurch movement now has been, much of the younger generation has seen as goofy. They haven't agreed with what their parents are doing, and so the emergent church movement has risen up, and we have all these different trends going on. Well, I want to expose something today that I think is something we have to give our attention to. I was reading an article in Time magazine, it was a couple of weeks back, it was in a December issue, and the title was "The Hipper Than Thou Pastor." And it chronicles this pastor's success in the Michigan area. There were a few things that I thought were interesting, and I'd like to interact with a bit, at least the article from a secular reporter picked up, and I want us to think about this today. It's called this young pastor, the next heir to Billy Graham, and he talks about heading off to give a sermon on parenting that started with a soccer dad riff, so some soccer dad, the two dads had a riff or whatever, and it ends with a recording of Bruce Springsteen talking with the Virgin Mary. It's interesting what the article chronicled and what it talked about here. The writer said that evangelicalism today is chronically worried about its youth. Polling that evangelically oriented Barna Research Group shows that at least half of regular churchgoers ages 16 to 29 think that their church is too judgmental, too political, and too negative about homosexuality. And so here, this article highlighted the success of this pastor and what made it successful. And this is what I want to hone in on for a little bit today. It says this town, which is the Grand Rapids area, is notoriously well-churched, but this pastor saw an untapped audience. Some were his music fans, other Christians left by cold traditional services. He said 100 people a day were calling and saying, "Dude, give us the real thing." I was like, if someone could speak to these people in their mother tongue, they'd be here in droves. 1,500 people, alerted by word of mouth, came the first Sunday. 9 years later, this church tallies 11,000 weekly. And so I want to interact a little bit with this notion that notice how it chronicled the sermon here, starting with a soccer dad riff and ending with a Bruce Springsteen recording of the Virgin Mary. This sort of stuff is becoming very common today. And I want to ask, is this the design God has given? I mean, I think what we really come to today in the church is a crisis of faith. A crisis of faith. Meaning that we don't really believe that the old things that God has ordained in His Word really will save. And so we have to hip it up a little bit, if you will. We have to speak to people in their language. But the question is what is our language as Christians? I mean, that's the question. There was a piece by Lee Strobel in the Leadership Journal a few years back. And this is what Lee Strobel wrote. I think it's very interesting. He said, often for seekers, he said this, for believers, good preaching begins in the Bible. And it builds a bridge to the real world, which he says, I think is true for the believer because they trust the Bible. But he says, often for seekers, however, I find the reverse works. I begin in the real world, connecting with their needs and show them that I understand where they've been and where they are. Based on that, I show the relevance of Scripture. I build a bridge from the real world into the world of Scripture. And I think that's a really important nuance there. It's a huge in our approach to worship, our approach to Christianity, our approach to what we're doing. I mean, the question, isn't it, do we really know the real world apart from the Bible? The question that I've often asked people as a pastor, hasn't God already built that bridge from the Word to the hearer? And so we're really dealing with the issue of contextualization. Do we need to start with the culture and then work back to the Word of God, or does the Word of God speak to people in the culture right where they are? See, I have the contention that God has already built a bridge from the Word to the hearer by sending preachers who announce judgment and pardon with the gospel. That was something that Michael Horton noted in one of his books, A Better Way. Now, this is just a typical approach today. It's sort of the user-friendly model, which has told us that the traditional church is seeker-hostile, and so what has been proposed is sort of a complete restructuring and implementation of a gospel service where, quote, seekers can feel comfortable. And we have that in Linden. Church is taking on that approach, where anything that feels churchy, even the architecture, needs to be left out, as we should really focus only on the unchurched Harry or the unchurched Mary. So anything churchy has to be removed. The problem is that this really hasn't reached the unreached. The average candidate today for many churches that have adopted the seeker model is ironically a lapsed churchgoer who has been in an established church who's just disgruntled with the old ways. And this article in Time Magazine was very honest about that. This pastor saw an untapped audience where? Well, Christians, already Christians, left cold by traditional services. And so that has been the typical attack. If we can sort of pull out people out of the traditional model and put them into this new way that's exciting and tickle the ears and so on, then we're really going to reach them. You know, I think this is, again, I want to say how dangerous this whole approach is. It's very misleading, and there are people who think they're doing in ministry when actually it is a great offense to the Lord because we've abandoned His ways and His models of what we are to be doing in the church, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the only real power that will change people's lives. I think this is really sort of played out in an ad that I saw, an advertisement, where they were promoting a new Bible translation of the day. And the ad says this, "Pastor, if you want to, quote, reach me, you better watch your language." And as the advertisement goes, distracted by bills and deadlines, this is the only time this person takes to nurture her spiritual life. You can't afford to lose her attention when you reference Bible passages that are too lofty or too obscure. That is so deceptive, but yet descriptive of the mindset of the church today. It's hard to capture with any better words. Michael Horton saw that same ad and put it this way. No, this isn't about making things comfortable for you. If you're baptized, then this speech that the Bible uses is your language. You have to make an effort to understand it. If you're too distracted by deadlines and bills to take time outside of this 1 hour a week for your faith, then you'll pardon me for not losing the rest of my congregation to the world just for you. And that's so true. In an effort to reach the lost, often what happens is we lose the reached. So what is God's model today? What does He command? You know, when I look back at my life as a young person in my early 20s, you know what grabbed me? You know what had a life-changing impact upon me? This article, by the way, in Time Magazine was called Hipper Than Thou, Pastor. What changed my life was not some hipper-than-thou pastor trying to downplay the message and reach me with gimmicks. The thing that changed my life was the message of justification by faith alone. It was the message of the gospel. It was a message of Christ and Him crucified. It was the message that the pastor proclaimed about how I, as a sinner, could be right with Him. And you know why that changed my life? I guess in the natural man and in my natural flesh, I wouldn't have wanted to hear anything like that. But you know why that changed my life? It was because the minister was being faithful to the message. And the Spirit applied that to my heart so as to change my heart to want nothing more than the Word of God in my life, to live the Word of God, to live out now what it means, my salvation in fear and trembling. I didn't want it downplayed. I didn't want hipper-than-thou messages. I wanted the gospel, because I knew that was the only power that God had chosen, this message preached, to save those who believe. And that's what the book of Romans has been telling us. We looked at that this past week. That's why I'm focusing on the message of justification by faith alone. And we're using those words. That is our language as Christians. We can't sell out our language. That's what I've been so passionate about on Abounding Grace. Don't sell out the Bible's language. It is the gospel, my friends. There is power in this. And yes, at times there will be people doing things that seem often entertaining, but I can go down to the movies to get entertainment anytime. When I come to the church, and when you go to the church, you should be looking to hear the one message that is actually able to transform your life in the new power of the Holy Spirit to give you life through this wonderful message of Jesus Christ. And so I ask you that today. What are you after in the Christian life? So many are not growing. They're like the parable of the sower, where they just the message is heard and the Satan comes and takes it away. They sit in the church. They don't grow at all in the truth. Are you growing in the truth? Do you have a hunger for the Word? That will only begin when you begin to recognize your lost state as a sinner. When you understand and are defined, have your life defined as God has defined it in His Word. He has built the bridge to you in the culture in His Word. And His Word announces judgment against those who don't believe in Jesus and pardon for those who come to Him for life. Come to Jesus, believe in Him, receive His righteousness by faith alone, and you will know a power in your Christian life that so many are looking for today with other things, but a genuine power that is actually able to make you live in the joy of this comfort.
Well, we need to close out our broadcast here, but we do look forward to joining you next time we get together as we continue our look at God's Word, that we might grow in Christ and be mutually encouraged. This has been Abounding Grace, the ministry extension of United Reformed Church of Linden, with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Copies of what you hear on Abounding Grace are available. You need only call or write to us for the details. Our phone number, 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. And as you contact us, remember, we're available on this radio station in part through your partnership with us. As you link arms with us financially and prayerfully, we're able to continue the ministry here on this radio station, encouraging you and others in Christ. Would you prayerfully consider how you might partner with us? We thank you in advance. If you'd like to know more about United Reformed Church of Linden, Abounding Grace, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities here at the church, stop by our website, lindenurc.com. Again, lindenurc.com. If you're joining us for worship, we meet at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Sundays at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. Directions are available at lindenurc.com or by calling 360-318-0429. We do thank you for joining us and trust we'll see you again next time we get together for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.